Welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Empowered Word of Faith podcast. Good evening, everyone. This is Evangelist Alfreda Lockett Evans, and I am from Full Gospel Holy Temple Church in Dallas, Texas. And tonight's podcast is entitled Deliverance from Secret Sins. A secret sin is something kept from the knowledge of others or shared only confidentially with a few. A secret sin is a transgression that is done in darkness and thought to be concealed. The secret sinner not only feels that his sins are hidden from other people, but they believe that they are hidden from God Himself. We must realize, however, that according to Proverbs 15:3, there are no secrets before God. Adam and Eve tried to hide their sin from God as far back as Genesis 3:8. Let's read Genesis 3:8. Adam and Eve tried to hide their sin from God as far back as Genesis 3:8. The scripture says, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden." They had sinned by eating the forbidden fruit, and they tried to hide from God. Hiding from God did not work for them then, and it won't work today. Numbers 32:23 reminds us that to be sure, your sins will find you out. Even if others do not know about your secret sin, your unrepented secret sin itself will expose you. Why is that? Think of the number of great women and men that we know whose sins were hidden for years, then exposure of those sins brought them to ruin. Sin that has not been forgiven by God has within itself the ability to pay you back, and that payback is death. Romans 6:23a says, "For the wages of sin is death." The best way to deal with sin of any kind is not to get involved with it in the first place. We should avoid sin as though it is the plague, because that's precisely what it is. We should live clean and holy lives, free and separated from sin. However, if we find ourselves caught up in sin, we must repent quickly. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out." Don't try to hide your sins from God, because they will destroy you. Confess your sins unto God, and He will forgive you. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God's people, we must be delivered from unrepented secret sins. Returning to the Lord and repenting of sin means more than merely feeling sorry that we sinned. We must earnestly cry out to God in love and righteousness, confessing to Him our wrongdoing. We must turn 180 degrees from that sin, never intending to commit it again. We must then take whatever actions are necessary to prevent the sin from recurring, relying upon the power of God to help us to never venture into it again. Once we confess our sins to God, we must trust Him for the outcome. When He forgives our sins, He forgets them, according to Hebrews 8:12. "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Yes, when God forgives sin, He no longer remembers it. Once God has forgiven us, we must also forgive ourselves. We must not allow Satan to buffet us about with thoughts of the wrongdoing that we committed. We gave it to God. He wiped it out. It's over. There may be some people who say, "But how can a human being live free and separated from sin?" Now, that's a good question. And there is an excellent answer that is available to everyone. That answer is this: you cannot do it without the power of the Holy Ghost. But with the Holy Ghost, it is definitely possible. We are no match for Satan without the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost to live a holy life and stay free from the snare of secret sins. Therefore, we must persist in prayer until God baptizes us with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Acts 1:8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Acts 2:1-4 says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Let us keep it ever before us that there are no secret sins that can be hidden from God. God sees all, and He knows all. While some sins may appear to be hidden from men for a period of time, even the sin itself will expose you. Get delivered, live for God, and walk in true holiness. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for deliverance from secret sins. I desire to live a clean and holy life before you all the days of my life. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, who leads, guides, comforts, and directs me. If you keep me, O God, I will indeed be kept. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen.